Welcome to Zichu Dav Siman Memra Mayram Golder and Tirmer Zachas Menachos Dav Tez Zayin, the second parak Hakometz Asam Mincha. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states that if one had pigul intent during the burning of the Kometz, but not of the Lavona, or during the burning of the Lavona, but not of the Kometz, Reb Meir says it is pigul and obligates Karis. But the Chachamim say, Imbo Karis Ad Shiyafagu B'Kol Matir. It does not incur Karis until he intends pigul during the entire perimeter, meaning the burning of both the Kometz and the Lavona. They likewise disagree about shechita of one of the kvasim ashvuas with pigul intent to eat the two accompanying loaves the next day, or burning one of the bezichin with the intent to eat the lechem apanim on the next day, since each case is pigul intent about half the matir. Rav says the machlokas only applies where he placed the first matir on the mizbech b'shtika, silently, without specific intent, and the second matir with pigul intent. But if he placed the first matir on the mizbech with pigul intent and the second b'shtika, all agree it is full pigul. Shekol osa al das rishona hu osa, because anyone who does several acts does the later ones according to his original intent. Shmuel says they argue in both cases. Point number two, the Gemara asks, pigul b'halacha, if one had pigul intent while bringing the kometz, but not the lavona, to the mizbech, is this considered pigul of a chatzi matir? Rabbi Yochanan says, halacha k'kmitza, bringing is the same as kmitza, just as kmitza makes pigul with intent about just the kometz, since there is no parallel kmitza of lavona, so too halacha of just the kometz makes pigul, as will be explained. Rish Lakish says, halacha k'aktara, bringing is the same as burning, just as burning just the kometz with pigul intent does not make pigul, according to the Chachamim. So too halacha of the kometz with pigul intent does not make pigul, since lavona also requires halacha. The halacha of the kometz is only half the avoda. Rav explains that Rabbi Yochanan holds that although halacha involves the lavona as well, kol avoda she'enu materes, any avoda which does not permit the carbon, avoda chashuvahi lefagel aleha b'fnei atzma, is considered a significant avoda that can affect pigul by itself. Since halacha is not essential to a carbon, since the kometz and lavona can be passed from one kohen to another until the mizbeach, each halacha is considered a full avoda, although each is done with a chatzi matir. And point number three, Amoraim discuss, hikter shumshum lechol shumshum, if one burned a sesame-sized piece of the kometz on the mizbeach, intending to eat a sesame-sized piece of the shirayim the next day, ad shekal kumatz kulo, and did so repeatedly until the entire kometz and lavona were finished, there's a three-way machlokes between Rav Chista, Rav Hamnuna, and Rav Sheshes. One says it is fully pigul, one says it is merely pasul, and one says it is kasher. The Gemara explains how all opinions of Tanaim in cases of a chatzi matir can agree with any opinion in this case. Therefore, it explains that the opinion that this case is full pigul holds derech achil b'kach and derech haktar b'kach. Burning the kometz in sesame-sized increments is a normal manner of burning, and eating the shirayim in sesame-sized increments is a normal manner of eating. Thus, both haktar and pigul intent are effective. The opinion that the mincha is pasul holds that although it is a normal manner of eating, it's not a normal manner of haktara, so it's like a mincha whose kometz was never burned and it is invalid. The opinion that is fully kosher holds that it is a legitimate haktara but not a legitimate manner of eating. Thus, the mincha has a valid haktara, but the pigul intent is ineffective. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states that if one had pigul intent during the burning of the kometz, but not of the lavona, or during the burning of the lavona, but not of the kometz, Rav Meir says it is pigul and obligates karis, but the Chachamim say, Ein bo karis ad shiyafago b'kol hamatir. It does not incur karis unless he intends pigul during the entire perimeter, meaning the burning of both the kometz and lavona. They likewise disagree about shechita of one of the kvasim ashvuas with pigul intent to eat the two accompanying loaves the next day, or burning one of the bezichin with the intent to eat the lechem apanim on the next day, since each case is pigul intent about half the matir. Rav says the machlokas only applies where he placed the first matir on the mizbech b'shtika, silently, without specific intent, and the second matir with pigul intent. But if he placed the first matir on the mizbech with pigul intent and the second b'shtika, all agree it is full pigul. Shekol osa al das rishona hu osa, because anyone who does several acts does the later ones according to his original intent. Shmuel says they argue in both cases. Point number two, the Gemara asks, pigul b'halacha, if one had pigul intent while bringing the kometz, but not the lavona, to the mizbech, is this considered pigul of a chatzi matir? Rabbi Yochanan says, halacha k'kmitza, bringing is the same as kmitza, just as kmitza makes pigul with intent about just the kometz, since there is no parallel kmitza of lavona, so too halacha of just the kometz makes pigul, as will be explained. Rish Lakish says, halacha kaktara, bringing is the same as burning. Just as burning just the komets with pigal intent does not make pigal, according to the Chachamim, so to halacha of the komets with pigal intent does not make pigal, since Levona also requires halacha, the halacha of the komets is only half the avoda. Rav explains that Rav Yochanan holds that although halacha involves the Levona as well, kol avoda she'enu materes, any avoda which does not permit the carbon, avoda chashuvahi, lefagel aleha bifnei atzma, is considered a significant avoda that can affect pigal by itself. Since halacha is not essential to a carbon, since the komets and levona can be passed from one kohen to another until the mizbeach, each halacha is considered a full avoda, although each is done with a chatzi matir. And point number three, Amoraim discuss, hikter shumshum lechol shumshum, if one burned a sesame-sized piece of the komets on the mizbeach, intending to eat a sesame-sized piece of the shirayim the next day, ad shekal kumatz kulo, and did so repeatedly until the entire komets and levona were finished, there's a three-way machlokes between Rav Chista, Rav Hamnuna, and Rav Sheshes. One says it is fully pigal, one says it is merely pasul, and one says it is kasher. The Gemara explains how all opinions of Tanaim in cases of a chatzi matir can agree with any opinion in this case. Therefore, it explains that the opinion that this case is full pigal holds, derech achil bakach and derech haktar bakach, burning the komets in sesame-sized increments is a normal manner of burning, and eating the shirayim in sesame-sized increments is a normal manner of eating, thus both haktar and pigal intent are effective. The opinion that the mincha is pasul holds, that although it is a normal manner of eating, it's not a normal manner of haktara, so it's like a mincha whose komets was never burned, and it is invalid. The opinion that is fully kosher holds that it is a legitimate haktara, but not a legitimate manner of eating. Thus, the mincha has a valid haktara, but the pigal intent is ineffective. All right, so now we go to our siman daf tes zayin, and our standard siman is toes, and we use an acrobat with large toes to make this more distinct. So here goes. The pigal brothers acrobat team performing the chatzi matir routine, featuring one acrobat with large toes swinging over mizbeach with pigal intent during the burning of the komets, but not the levona, as another did somersaults, as he did halacha of the mincha, but not the levona with pigal intent, while the crowd as a third acrobat stood on his tippy toes the whole time, while he burned a sesame-sized piece of the komets on the mizbeach, intending to eat a sesame-sized piece of the shirayim the next day, and did so repeatedly until the entire komets and levona were finished. So once again, in slow motion, the Pico Brothers acrobat team performing the chatzi matir routine featuring one acrobat with large toes. Acrobat with large toes? That must be on daf tes zayin. The Pico Brothers acrobat team performing the chatzi matir routine featuring one acrobat with large toes swinging over mizbeach with pigal intent during the burning of the komets, but not the levona, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that if one had pigal intent during the burning of the komets, but not of the levona, or during the burning of the levona, but not of the komets, Rebmer says it is pigal and obligates karas, but the Chachamim say, Ein bo karas ad shiyafago bo koa matir, it does not incur karas unless he intends pigal during the entire permitter, meaning the burning of both the komets and levona. So the Pigal Brothers acrobat team performing the chatzi matir routine, featuring one acrobat with large toes swinging over mizbeach with pigal intent during the burning of the komets, but not the levona, as another did somersaults as he did halacha of the mincha, but not the levona with pigal intent, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, pigal b'halacha, if one had pigal intent while bringing the komets, but not the levona, to the mizbeach, is this considered pigal of a chatzi matir? Rabbi Yochanan says, halacha kakamitza, bringing is the same as kamitza. Just as kamitza makes pigal with intent about just the komets, since there's no parallel kamitza of levona, so too halacha of just the komets makes pigal. Reish Lakish says, halacha kakatara, bringing is the same as burning. Just as burning just the komets with pigal intent does not make pigal according to the Chachamim, so too halacha of the komets with pigal intent does not make pigal. Since levona also requires halacha, the halacha of the komets is only half the avoda. So the Pico Brothers acrobat team performing the chatzi matir routine, featuring one acrobat with large toes swinging over mizbeach with pigal intent during the burning of the komets, but not the levona, as another did somersaults as he did halacha of the mincha, but not the levona with pigal intent, while the crowd as a third acrobat stood on his tippy toes the whole time, while he burned a sesame-sized piece of the komets on the mizbeach, intending to eat a sesame-sized piece of the shirayim the next day, and did so repeatedly until the entire komets and levona were finished. Which reminds us, Amraim discussed, Hikdir shumshum lecho shumshum. If one burned a sesame-sized piece of the kometz on the Mizbeach, intending to eat a sesame-sized piece of the shrine the next day, ad shekal kometz kulo, and did so repeatedly until the entire kometz and lavona were finished, there is a three-way mochokz between Rav Chista, Rav Hamanuna, and Rav Sheshes. One says it is fully pigel, one says it is merely pasel, and one says it is kasher. So once again, the Pigel Brothers acrobat team performing the Chatzi Mati routine, featuring one acrobat with large toes swinging over Mizbeach with Pigel intent during the burning of the Kometz, but not the Lavona. As another did somersault says, he did a lach of the Mincha, but not the Lavona, with Pigel intent. Wow, the crowd as a third acrobat stood on his tippy toes the whole time, while he burned a sesame-sized piece of the Kometz on the Mizbeach, intending to eat a sesame-sized piece of the Shirayim the next day, and did so repeatedly, until the entire Kometz and Lavona we're finished. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara. Daf Yud Beis. So the Simmer Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. The oldest of 12 Kohen brothers. 12 brothers? That must move on Daf Yud Beis. The oldest of 12 Kohen brothers who helped his siblings remember that Chutzl's mano with a mincha is Chayv Karis, whereas Chutzl's komo is not, by writing the word Karis on a big clock, which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches that if one performs kametz with the intent to eat Shiraim or a kazayitz of a Shiraim, b'chutz, outside the Azara, or to burn the kometz or kazais of it, or the lavona b'chutz, the mincha is pasul, but doesn't obligate karis for eating it. If you intend to eat the shiraim or burn kometz or the lavona the next day, it's pigel and obligates karis. So the oldest of 12 Kohen brothers who helped his siblings remember that chutzl is mano with the mincha is chayv karis, whereas chutzl komo is not, by writing the word karis on a big clock, and then challenged them by holding up a bowl where the shiraim had become deficient between the kometz and the haktar, and asked if burning the kometz can affect pigel or remove me'ilah, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses that burning the kometz for shiraim shechasru can affect pigel or remove me'ilah. So the oldest of 12 Kohen brothers who helped his siblings remember that chutzl's mano with a mincha is chayv karis, whereas chutzl's komo is not, by writing the word karis on a big clock, and then challenged them by holding up a bowl where the shiraim had become deficient between the kemitza and the haktar, and asked if burning the kometz can affect pigel or remove me'ilah, had his two youngest brothers dressed in achila and haktara costumes stand far away from each other to teach that achila of haktara aim at starving, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Lechol kachatzi zayis, lahakdir kachatzi zayis, if one intended to eat a half zayis of shiraim and to burn a half zayis of kometz the next day, kasher, the mincha is valid, she'en achila of haktara mitzdarfim, because intentions for eating and burning do not combine to a kazayis. Daf Yud Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah bachur. So here goes. When the Kohen bar mitzvah bachur, that must be more on Daf Yud Gimel. When the Kohen bar mitzvah bachur got so overwhelmed that he was finally allowed to do the avoda, that he did kametz with intent to burn the lavona the next day, which reminds us, the Gemara brings malchokes about kametz with intent to burn lavona lamachar the next day, and we get into the topic of ein matir mafagel as a matir. So, when the Kohen Bar Mitzvah Bachur got so overwhelmed that he was finally allowed to do the Avoda, that he did Kemitza with intent to burn the Lavona the next day, and his friend the Tzar who came along for the celebration gathered up the Lavona, making it Pasul. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yannai said, Likut Lavona Bazar Pasul. If the gathering of the Lavona from the top of the flower is done by a non-Kohen, the Mincha is invalid. Rabbi Yirmi explains the reason, Mishum Halacha Naguba. They connected this law to the law of bringing, which is one of the four essential Avodas of a Mincha, since gathering up the Lavona brings it closer to the Mizbeach. So, when the Kohen Bar Mitzvah Bachur got so overwhelmed that he was finally allowed to do the Avoda, that he did Kemitza with intent to burn the Lavona the next day, and his friend the Tzar who came along for the celebration gathered up the Lavona, making it Pasul, the Bar Mitzvah boy's father got so distressed that he burned the Bezichon of the Lechem Apani with intent to eat one of the piles of loaves the next day. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches that if one burned the two bezikhan of the lechem upon him with the intent to eat echod min astarim, one of the two arrangements of loaves the next day, oso achalav, oso aseder shechishav alav, that loaf or that arrangement about which he intended is pigel and incurs karis, but the other is merely pasul and does not incur karis. The chamim say both are fully pigel. Daf Yud Dalet. So the simon Daf Yud Dalet is Yad Hand, and we use a juggler for the simon. So here goes. At the mock pigel juggling show, that must move on Daf Yud Dalet, hand, juggler. At the mock pigel juggling show, the juggler juggling Chatos Pinimios cups tried hard to concentrate only on avodos done on the Adar Mizbeach and not those done in the Heichal, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses pigel for Davar HaNasa B'chutz of a Chatos Pinimios. So at the Mock Pigle Juggling Show, the juggler juggling Chatos Pnimios cups tried hard to concentrate only on avodas done in the outer Mizbeach and not on those done in the Eichol. While another juggler told the crowd he could juggle the two Siddurim and the Lechem Apanim either separately or together, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi considers Shteil Lechem and the Lechem Apanim separate items for Pigle, but they can be combined. So at the Mock Pigle Juggling Show, the juggler juggling Chatos Pnimios cups tried hard to concentrate only on avodas done in the outer Mizbeach and not on those done in the Heichol. While another juggler told the crowd he could juggle the two Siddurim of the Lechem Apanim either separately or together. And a third one juggled Shechita Nais and Kabbalah jugs, showing that two avodas can be combined for Pigle, which reminds us the Gemara discusses combining Pigle and tens during different avodas. Dav Tez Vav, so the Siman Dav Tez Vav is a fruit bowl. So here goes. The rabbi yelling at the Kohen to put one of the Shteil Lechem into a Tameh fruit bowl. Fruit bowl? That must be one Dav Tez Vav. Tu B'Shvat, fruit. Fruit bowl. The rabbi yelling at the Kohen to put one of the Shteil Lechem into a Tameh fruit bowl, since now he would have to burn both of them, which reminds us, the Mishnah in the previous Daf taught that if one challah of the Shteil Lechem of Shavuos became Tameh, or one Seder of the Lechem upon him became Tameh, Rav Yehuda says both are taken out to be burned because they're both invalid. The Chachamim say, a Tameh v'tumaso v'tahor ye'ochel. The Tameh one remains in its tumah state, but the tahor one may be eaten. Rabbi Yochanan ultimately explains it's an established teaching, Rabbi Yehuda's mouth, she'en karbon sibur chaluk, that a communal carbon is not divided. So if part of it is tameh, the entire carbon is disqualified. The Chachamim disagree and say that the tahor part remains valid. So the rabbi yelling at the Kohen who put one of the Shteil Lechem into a tameh fruit bowl, since now he would have to burn both of them, confused the Kohen and Zrika on the Kivsei Atzeres into thinking about eating a kazais of combined basar and lechem served in a fruit bowl the next day, which would make the carbon pigle, but not the nesachim, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas if nesachim become pigle along with the carbon. All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf does the Gemara discuss pigle for davar hanasa b'chutz of a chataus pnimios? That's on daf. Yadalit. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you discuss if Shirayim of a Mincha became a deficient between the Kemitza and the burning of the Kometz, whether we then go ahead and burn the Kometz? That's on Daf. Tess. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is if one burned a sesame-sized piece of the Kometz on the Mizbech intending to eat a sesame-sized piece of the Shirayim the next day and did so repeatedly until the entire Kometz and Lavon were finished? That's on Daf. Tezayin. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that wherever it mentions etzba or kahuna, it means none other than the right hand? That's on daf. Yud. Good. Number 5. Which daf did Rav Papa bring questions about unusual forms of kemitza, such as with his fingertips or from the sides? That's on daf. Yud Aleph. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you discuss pigul b'halacha of a chatzi matir? That's on daf. Tezayin. Good. Number 7. Which daf you have the question if burning the kometz for Shirayim Shechasru can affect Pigel or remove Me'ila? That's on daf. Yud Beis. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we have a machlokes about being mefagel b'chatzi matir? That's on daf. Tezayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that Likut Lavona Bazar, the gathering of the Lavona from the top of the flower done by Azar, is possible? That's on daf. Yud Gimel. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we have a three-way machlokas regarding how much of the Lavona must remain until the kometz is burned? That's on daf. Yud Aleph. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.